Now, what kind of a blessing would you like for the Arnoldi family relative to their children in part of the family business and part of the family operation? What are you thinking about? Now, what you think about it, not what I think about
it. I think it is very good.
Well,
I mean, if you have, generally, if a father has built up a corporation, he's proud to include his kids in it.
Now, why does he include his children in it?
Because they are ready to.
No. He gives it to them from the very beginning. He says, this is our family business. This is our family activity. Whether it's raising grapes, whether it's making wine, whether it's doing computers, whether it's being IBM or so forth, it's a family business. Now, it belongs to you guys. It belongs to us. Now, if you want to participate in it, give you my 100% attention so you can enjoy it fully, or you can take it little part by part and enjoy it fully, so that you end up wanting to be in the business. Now, you don't have to be in the business. The business is going to be blessing you all of your life, and you won't have to be in it. But to be in it is kind of fun. And I have fun doing these things. Now, would you like to do this task? And so he gives them tasks to do that are simple to do and not stupid, but simple. And they start liking what they're doing. They start liking being involved. And all of them have a very unfortunate situation that's happened to them, whether they like it or not. They are born in the genius of their parents. All children are born in the genius of their parents. That doesn't mean they're that limited to it. That means that they have that foundation genius, which is very excellent. Now, are you going to encourage that genius? Are you going to encourage that growth? Are you going to encourage that awareness and understanding? So if the children have an interest in what you are creating, and is what you have created, is it noble? Is it good? Is it beautiful? Is it worthwhile? Is it something that any person would be proud to be part of? Is it that any person would be proud to be, say, this is our family business. We are the Arnoldis. We are the Gerominis. We are the Byerlys, you know. Now, you see, Massimo and Mariella are a little bit like Ella and Herb Byerly, my mother and father. My older brother wanted to become part of the business. He wanted to work in my dad's business. He just wanted to because he didn't know why he wanted to. It really didn't fit his personality or anything, but he wanted to. So he went to school and took courses in preparation for it. And my dad totally ignored him.
Oh.
He discouraged him from coming into the business and getting into it. Maybe my dad knew more of what Ray's real personality was than I wanted to get in it. So I took courses in engineering and structural engineering and concrete engineering and all the types of things that my dad's business was doing. And at all times, he kept me on the lower level of just a laborer, never allowing me to even be an apprentice. See, that would have been fantastic, you know. Now, what does apprentice mean?
Well, you learn from...
No. An apprentice means that's what business you want to go into. Not you learn from lower spaces. That's the business you want to go into. So you learn everything about it.
Well, yeah.
Not from the lowest level. Don't ever say the lowest level. You say the lowest level, and that's what it is. That's what my dad did to us. He put us on the lowest level as laborers and We never could rise above that. Even though I went to all these schools and prepared myself for that, and I worked for Dad through high school and college and everything, you know. And I'm not knocking my dad. It's a thing that parents do to children. Other parents, they take the kids right into the business, you know. But he didn't do that. And so my younger brother, who could care less about the business, my dad brought him into the business, brought him into everything that he could, but how he didn't want it. And so he left it as quick as he could. And my brother-in-law, Bill, he loves masonry. He was a mason. And he did brick laying and stuff. And my dad put him into a good position in the company, but not him. Now, my father's brother, Walter, had two sons. And there are two strapping sons. They're football players and, you know, sports kids and stuff. Very good. And he never involved them in the business either. And he had the home building end of the business. My dad had, no, he had the, one of them had the home building and one of them had the industrial end of it. And he never brought his kids in at all. And his kids are, you know, fantastic, beautiful personalities and everything else, but never brought them in, never knew how to, because they were German, I guess, never knew how to appreciate and encourage them to use their genius in the family business. Now, this is an art. This is an art. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing for parents to get the kids into the family business, because the kids want to play. Now, the Rockefellers and the Morgenthalers and the big money people, they didn't get the kids into the business, so to speak. They sent them to school, but they gave them an allowance, and they told them how to make that penny grow. And in that day, pennies were good. And they told them how to make the pennies grow and how to make their money grow and how to make it become fun. And the kids just naturally loved working with money and doing things with money. And they didn't want for anything because they had everything. And so money was something to play with. Money was something to use for a game, you know, and the game of being successful with it, you know, investing it wisely and that. So they became richer and richer. And the family members generally were active in the business. And they became active. Now, Warren Buffett is very wealthy, second most wealthy man in the world at several times. And he's in his 80s or 90s, whatever. And a very alert, successful man, very happy. Well, now, in the Business Week, they're talking about him retiring and him having a successor. And so he has children, but none of his children are promoted as his successor. But the children, the one son, who is in his 50s or 60s, is promoted as being the watchdog for the corporations. He's total authority of watchdogging to make sure that all the programs are done with integrity, with honesty, with awareness of them being a success, you know.
And quite a responsibility.
Yeah, it is. But that's the way the kid was raised.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't know any different. Now, he doesn't need to have a big corporate title. He's got a title beyond that. He is the watchdog. And what he says does happen. What he says goes. If he thinks something is being done improperly, he jumps right on it. But he doesn't kill himself over it, because he knows the business is good. He knows the business is success. He knows. But you see, his father somehow made him feel that it was fun doing what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And that his father had infinite confidence and trust in that boy. And he's doing just wonderful. It's in the current Business Week magazine. Now, there are many others like that. Now, the Walmart kids, they worked with their dad a little bit, but in the grocery store, so to speak, it was no big deal. But they were not really active in the business of the business because he did it all. And when he died, each one of them became billionaires, multi-billionaires, each one of the kids.
Wow.
And with control of the corporation. And they were wise enough, or maybe that was built into the corporate structure, they were wise enough to carry on in the manner that their father started it. They slipped here and there, as the Walmarts have gone to court over this or that. But the thing is, their father didn't incorporate them into it. So now, all of a sudden, here they are, having such great wealth and having a lot of control with their stock voting powers and so forth in the corporation. But do they have that same down-to-earth, loving attitude toward the business that their dad did? And you see, that could only be inculcated into them, taught to them, by being part of it with their father, growing up with the father. Mm-hmm. Now, the Arnoldis have a beautiful opportunity to do this because that business is going to grow. And the Arnoldis have several problems. The major problem that the Arnoldi family is facing is they are a family of absolute integrity. They are a family of absolute honesty. And they believe in the people that they have working for them. They believe, now that same belief, if it could be drawn into their children, not making their children feel that they're being bought, you know, but that this is theirs. This is theirs. And right now, Papa's running the show for 10, 20 years, you know, but it's theirs by the time they're ready to take it on offshoots because Massimo is interested in having, what would you call it, having tangents to the business, having other avenues for the businesses to act in, for having the business be a good business, for having the business be a good service, for having the business reach out for other services, you know, and become a very magnificent, big service industry, you know. And that's possible. Now, that's something that every father, every mother faces. They don't want to force their children into the family business. And that's why most family businesses don't have the children really active in it. It's just Papa's active. Papa's doing the work, and Mama, you know. And how interesting, when Papa dies and Mama must take over the business, how well she does. Now, why does she do well? Because she's been growing up in the philosophy that the business had. And she agreed to that. She loved it. She was not inharmonious with it. And so, therefore, it was easy for her to continue it. And that's the same with the Arnoldis.
You see, I have seen once Massimo talking to Marcello. And that was when he was telling him that he should study English. He was insisting on it. And he said, and then you could really work on promoting, but that was then still, India was still involved, promoting the business. And he said to Marcello, and I know you are very good. I saw a radiance in Marcello, and smile and happiness in it. And I said, golly, that's it.
But you see, they don't do it often enough.
Yeah.
And they don't do it, they do it on the spur of the moment because of the condition that exists, not because it's a program that they're going to do to allow their children to love their business, allow their children to feel part of it, you know. And of course, what did you just say? You said his face lit up when his father spoke kindly to him and spoke believingly in him.
Yeah.
And but you see, that's one time. Now, are there other times where he's putting him down? You don't do this, you don't do that, you don't do your English, you don't do this here. And you see, you have to be the mother with a child who kicks the mother. And the mother doesn't say, "You dirty little jerk, you'd never kick your mother." She says, "What's the problem? What's the problem?" And you see, parents don't usually know how to do that. And so then she finds out the problem had nothing to do with her at all, which is usually the case. And so the kids are objecting to the business, not because of things that we think they're objecting to, but they're objecting to it because they know their parents don't have confidence in them.
Yeah.
They know their parents don't believe in them. Like the show last night, the father was a little airhead, but he was sorry for himself.
Yeah.
And the daughter had more self-confidence, more pizzazz than the father certainly did. And she believed in herself. And she said, "This young man is this way." And he says, "Can't be."
Mm.
And see, that's the thing that parents do and people do. They say, "It can't be."
Mm.
Kids can't be so good. You can't be the pure white driven snow, you know? You know, that's a phrase. You can't be the pure white driven snow because people just aren't that way. Well, yes, they are. When you encourage yourself to see it, and when you encourage them to be it, and when you show confidence in them for being the pure white-driven snow, you know? My sister always called that of me, but the thing is, she meant it in a negative way, you know? "What do you think you are, pure white-driven snow?" And she saw it, but she didn't know she was seeing it. She didn't know she was seeing it. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. She didn't know she was seeing it.
Too good to be true.
Yeah, and that's what they said last night. The boy was too good to be true.
Yeah.
And he was.
Yeah.
But the thing is, how do you know how he was raised? Or how do you know what his inner integrity is? And obviously he had a beautiful integrity.
Yeah.
And he was vegetarian, and he didn't choose to be changed from it.
Yeah, and he cooked a turkey.
Yeah, but he didn't choose to change from it. The thing is, but the father was totally irreverent. I would have liked to have shot him a couple of times. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But he just did not recognize the magnificence of the boy. But, of course, that's what the show was supposed to show.
Right.
And it showed it very well. yeah. Now, when you say what was the redeeming aspect of that show, that the father finally had to come around to believing in the boy and not being uptight, you know, like when he went to that bar because he thought the kids were in there, you know. I mean, he was just like a, but of course, the term is, he was like an irate father. That was some boy doing bad to his daughter, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't do that.
Mm-mm.
If you have raised your daughter well, she's not going to put herself into circumstances where she will be doing what she thinks is wrong. But if she does what what you think is wrong, you've never taught her what was right. You never were the living example of what is right. Most parents lie in front of their children, about their children, around their children, but they won't let the children lie.
Yeah.
You know? Like the Leave It to Beaver shows, you know. But
he shows that very well.
Yeah. Now, if they are an oldie family with a little bit of their genius, what is the thing I always praise the Arnoldis for? Papa and Mama each took time to work with each child on their classwork, on their schoolwork, every evening. as busy as their schedules may have been, every evening, obviously not every single evening, but every evening as a general habit, they took time with the children to show them and work with them on the coursework. Now, if they worked with them, as I'm sure they did, by telling them that they're geniuses and they're fantastic and they can do it, they got the brilliance to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. You got the genius of our family. You know, you got the brilliance to do it. That's why all the kids are geniuses. All the kids are brilliant academically. And socially, they're pretty good, too. Well, that's my thought. Now, what do you want to take from that? It's all right here.
Hey. Yeah.
Is that enough to go on for you?
Yes. You sent that to me?
It's some 20 minutes. Send it to you?
Yeah.
20 minutes? Oh, I didn't shut it here.